Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How do I know when to go to break?
Oh, that old trick. Yeah. We are on, and we know we're on.
We do.
So that's good.
Yeah, we did some sound checks. There were some problems last time, but we think we're on now.
We think we're on and full quality coming from the board and all that stuff.
Fingers crossed.
That's right.
Hooves crossed also.
Hooves crossed.
My Little Ponies.
What do you got this week?
Well, we have a Mississippi man who buys 150 pizzas from a Massachusetts restaurant.
Which one? College Pizza?
No, but this is really interesting. I want to find out what this pizza place is about.
Oh, okay. But not College Pizza, because they make a really good pizza.
They do make really good pizza.
And I'm
Kay's excited about that.
I am. I love their garlic and jalapeno pizza.
I have a feeling I know what's going to be high in the food game tonight.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got a man shooting himself where you don't want to shoot yourself.
Oh, geez.
Yes. Out of Arizona, by the way.
Oh, interesting.
Preview, you know.
We have a river that is filled with toilet paper.
Not puppies this time?
Not puppies.
Toilet paper?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's one of those weird trucking accidents, I think.
Oh.
You know how that goes?
Oh, that makes up for
one
it.
One of those things.
I see. We've also got the death of an operating system.
Oh, I know.
Sad news.
It could be a rebirth.
We'll see. We'll get into it.
And, finally.
Finally.
Or my finally. On my side here. I don't know which one I'm going to go with here. I got a few here I'm trying to figure out.
Do you have any Taco Bell stories this week?
There's no Taco Bell stories. Oh. I almost went to one last night.
Really?
I got a lost cow. And, I might talk about that in the weird news.
Okay.
Or I might fill in for something. I don't know yet.
A lost cow? Weird. Okay. And I've got, no more Burger King.
No more Burger King?
Zippy.
Wow.
I'll let you know.
All right.
I think it's time.
All coming up.
Let's get started.
On the Derek and Kay Show.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
My Little Ponies.
Let's get retarded in here.
Wow, winning.
Nice beaver.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is fun. Pikachu.
Come in the context, there's no disrespect.
Can you please help me?
To disconnect from all intellect and let the rivers of fact.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is August 21st,
yes.
2011. I'm going to do some mowing over here, just a little bit around here, a little bit around there.
I think you missed a spot.
Oh, right over. Okay, there
don't,
we go.
Don't hit the bunny.
Oh, jeez.
Don't hit it.
I am Derek. Over there is Kay.
And I'm Princess Celestia.
Oh, nice.
And thank you for joining us today on the Derek and Kay Show. If you want to chime in, you can call us at 661-467-2416. You can follow our Twitter at DK Radio Show. Send us a tweet if you'd like. Follow our non-active Tumblr at dkradioshow.tumblr.com. No E in Tumblr for all of you people older than 35. Become a friend, and a fan on Facebook.
Facebook.
Or MySpacebook. Whatever.
My Facebook. Yeah.
And lastly, you can email us the old-fashioned way. Email is old-fashioned nowadays, isn't it?
It does seem old-fashioned.
Yeah,
that's so strange.
Like, yeah, on dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Yeah. It's, you know, email You know, I still use a lot of email.
I do.
You?
I'm big with email. I'm always sending emails out. I feel I'm just very busy with email.
Yeah, I use emails a lot professionally. Not so much personally.
Oh, at work? Yeah, we use them crazy at work. It's
yeah.
just crazy.
Yeah, so no one calls
one
anyone
sentence.
Anymore.
Yeah, it's true. Everyone's big with the email.
Except people call us.
That's true.
Sorry.
we both look down at the same time.
Moment of silence.
I should mention also in the house with us is phone screener Julie.
Phone screener Julie, the world's most beautiful phone screener.
That's right. Who's taking our calls.
Does she get a theme song?
We don't have a theme song.
Julie should get a theme song.
I wish we had a theme song.
It should be some like violin folksy thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, just a little clip.
It should be
play.
Julie playing, actually. That would be the appropriate
theme
song.
Would be pretty good. We do have phone screener Julie in the house. I'll play that.
Yay!
She's taking her calls.
And
putting you on.
And what?
Putting you on.
Putting you on, talking about your life, you know. Anyway, today is National Spumani Day.
What?
Yes. Do you know what Spumani is?
Sort of. Wait, what is it? It's
No, that's good. You're making that gesture. That's close. I didn't know what it was until like an hour ago.
I'm drawing a blank. I think I do know what
it is.
Some
kind of like Italian ice cream with like multiple flavors.
Yeah.
I've never had that before. Spumoni?
I don't think I've had that. I have heard of it.
Who orders that when they go to like Baskin Robbins? I'd like Spumoni.
Oh, is it Spumani?
It might actually be Spumani.
Spumani,
yeah. Hey. It's also National Hawaii Statehood Day.
Oh, is it?
Yes. All the way to the other side of the country. And National Senior Citizens Day.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
So the world's oldest gamer is probably celebrating.
Oh, that's
was
right.
Was that what I'm saying? Menji something?
She's what?
She's playing Bomberman right now,
oh,
probably.
Oh, she's big into that. She probably beat our ass,
she would probably kick our ass.
I wonder if
major.
She plays Smash. I wasn't thinking about that last
you
week.
You know what? I wonder if she does play Smash.
You never know.
She would probably kick our ass.
She was more into the puzzle games like you mentioned.
That's true.
But maybe.
If Umeji played, what character do you think she'd be?
She would probably be Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff.
I'm guessing probably be Jigglypuff. I don't know.
She'd probably kick her ass with that move.
The sleep move. Yeah,
when I was playing Jigglypuff a few years ago, that move, I got it to work one time. It pwned everybody.
But it's hard to do. It's hard to
really
pull it off,
difficult.
Right?
Yeah, you have to be the exact right timing.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy.
So I came across a story earlier in the week about a guy from Arizona who shot himself.
Oh, right.
And you know how people, every now and again, they shoot themselves by accident?
Yeah.
This is not a good place to shoot yourself. Here we go. Here's a news story.
Chandler police say a man accidentally shot his penis after tucking his girlfriend's pink pistol in the waistband of his pants.
Oh, why do they always put it there?
There are many wrong parts to this. First of all, he's outside a grocery store with a gun, right?
Yeah.
He shot himself in the penis.
Yeah.
And he had a pink girlfriend's pink pistol.
Right? I don't understand why it's pink.
Now, my understanding
that sounds like a joke.
That the bullet went through his penis, through his leg, and out again. So he had to have surgery. It was craziness.
Doesn't that make him a little gay?
Gay?
The penis went through?
I think.
Oh, you're saying the bullet.
I think it makes him a eunuch.
It makes him a eunuch?
A eunuch.
Oh.
But it doesn't. I don't think it makes him gay. I think it makes him a loser.
It makes him a loser altogether. Yeah.
Who
I don't understand why they would fuck something like that. No.
Yeah, but that's a bad place to shoot yourself, don't you think?
I think I can't imagine. Well, first of all, I would never put that there. You don't want to keep that close. You're gonna put it. What do they get? They call it a sidearm for a reason. It's not a frontal pant.
What did you say?
Sidearm.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But it's on the side. Sidearm. You got your gun, a holster on the side.
Okay.
I'm just putting the two together. I don't know if that's really how it works, but you won't put it down your pants.
No.
Chicks, too.
Why do you have a pink pistol?
Yeah, I know, right?
Who's got a pink pistol?
They don't have a picture of it?
No. I tried to find a picture. There was no picture.
You keep that in your purse?
What?
You keep a pink pistol in a purse or something like that.
That's a lot of alliteration. Pink pistol in a purse?
Pink pistol in a purse.
And I just want to put out there that we will be talking about ponies again this
week. Yeah.
But just not right now.
Just not right now. So
we'd like to invite the callers a little later.
Yes.
But we are looking forward to talking about ponies.
Every pony out there, don't give up. We're going to be doing other things right now. But we will get to those calls.
My Little Ponies.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I also have some other things to talk about. No more Burger King.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Burger King is gone.
You know, I was just watching that YouTube clip that we like so bad.
Which one?
Where the king's giving the middle finger to all the other places.
Oh, yeah,
remember?
Yeah, I like
What's
that one. I like that one. I don't know, but we should put it on our Tumblr.
It's so good.
Or tweet it or something
it's
like
still,
that.
It's still good.
It's
so what's
really
up with
good.
Burger King?
They're planning to roll out a new food-centric marketing campaign this weekend.
Oh, they got to go
without
against.
Without the king.
Without the king?
Without the king. They are killing the king.
The king, that's the best marketing they have.
I know.
The king
is the
best part. The
king is friggin' amazing.
Oh, they're gonna be in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, what are they going to do without the king? The king was so funny.
Love the king.
I love the king,
oh,
too. King is
sad.
Dead. Ding dong, the king is dead. Says, our consumers tell us they love our great-tasting, high-quality food, and that's what's exactly what we're featuring in a new marketing and advertising.
Is it, though? Is it really?
A major fail. High-quality food?
Oh, that's what they're going for.
They're saying that they consumers love our great tasting high quality food. So they are saying that their food is high quality at this point.
I don't know about that.
You know what though? A Whopper? Ridiculous.
Well, I would know because I've never had one before.
I know, because you're vegetarian.
Yeah.
But a Whopper is really good. Do you know what also is dying?
Yeah.
Dying a slow and painful death.
Oh no!
WebOS.
Oh, this is really sad.
WebOS.
I know we're not a tech podcast.
We're not, but I mean, we are two WebOS users.
I'm in deep. I have to say. So
you are in deep.
I don't know what it is. I like it. I think they have a good thing going. Yeah, so what happened this weekend, which was basically...
For those of you who don't know what WebOS is.
Well, WebOS is, I guess, the Palm Pre was the first device to actually run it, and then they had the Pixie. Didn't really catch on that well. It's kind of an underdog, and they got bought out by HP, who everyone thought was going to be the one and only chance to revive WebOS. I mean, this is a big company. They're the biggest computer company in the world. And they started releasing devices, but they probably didn't do the best job because they
not
released...
Not with the hardware.
Not with the hardware because mm-hmm. they released the Veer, that's the first phone, which is a small phone, which isn't their flagship phone, which is supposed to be the Pre 3, but we never heard about that. And they only released the Veer on one carrier, was it? It was just AT&T.
AT&T. I think,
yeah.
Did they release the Pre-free... Free.
It's hard to say.
The Pre... 3
Germany.
In Europe?
Yeah, it was
okay.
It just last week was released in Europe.
Oh, good timing.
Yeah,
great.
Good timing, right? And then and they also have the tablet, the touchpad.
Mm-hmm.
HP made the announcement as their third quarter earnings announcement, I guess, that they're going to that they're going to be dropping WebOS altogether and they're going to do some spin-off of their computer company, which they're they're doing some they're not
What does that mean?
I don't really know what that means.
Was it a TV show where they can do a spinoff?
Yeah, I guess so. It's like they're just giving up completely on everything. They're like, well, if we can't get into the phone and mobile market, we obviously can't get into the computer because that's kind of not as big as like tablets and things like that.
Right.
So they're just, I don't know, they're trying to get more, I guess, like IBM and more into software. I don't know how that's going to work, but they're not doing the devices. They say they're still going to be doing WebOS, but they're not going to be doing the hardware for it. So I don't really know what that means. So there's a big fire sale over the weekend that they're selling touchpads for $99.
99 bones?
I know.
Did you get one?
I did not get one, although I did order what I thought was some from online. They had a special like loophole where you could go on their small business and order some. And
are you a small business?
No, I didn't, but you can also list as a... you can list yourself as personal, and you can order them.
Oh, I see.
But you have to like click buy, like for an hour.
Buy.
So I actually, crazy as I am, I did that 4 o'clock this morning, and I.
4 o'clock this morning.
I got in.
Okay, hold on.
I know.
Up at 4 o'clock this morning.
I know.
Pressing the buy button.
Yep. I'm like, I'm gonna do this, and then I thought I could get
crazy
one at the store.
Person.
Totally crazy person. Anyways, it's sad. It's like WebOS is cursed. Who knows what's going to happen to it? There's talk about them licensing it. Who knows?
It's super sad.
Something can happen. Nothing can happen. It could be the end. We won't know. But I'm going to ride this ship down. I'm excited. I'm going to try to get a pre-2 and get it hacked onto Sprint. Maybe get a pre-3 or something like that.
I still have my Pixie.
Yeah.
And it's working okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you, yeah. It seems okay. I mean, sometimes I get mad at my phone like once a week, but...
What does it do?
Oh, it's just slow. And I'm even overclocking it. And it's still like something gets... Something's like emails like hanging up. And I'm like, I just want to look at the email.
Oh, you know? Hate...
That happens every once in a while.
It's a little slow. It takes me like 3 or 4 seconds to actually read the body of an email when I open it. It's not the best.
Yeah.
And my husband's phone...
He's got issues. He's got big issues.
That phone is effed up beyond compare.
I don't know why he wouldn't do something. He could just pick the same thing up for like $40 on eBay.
It's stuck on speakerphone.
I don't know. I couldn't live like that.
It turns itself off.
I know when he's ordering the food, he's like...
Domino's pizza!
It's like loud.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know.
I don't know why he just doesn't get a new phone.
Yeah, he's getting a new phone. Or if he likes it.
We're living in poverty.
Yeah.
He can buy a new phone.
Or you can just buy a replacement one for dirt cheap.
What do you think, like on Tom Bay?
Oh, yeah, Tom Bay. Probably $20-$30 to get a replacement.
You think?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I've been tracking them.
So what do? You just put the card into the new phone?
Well, they don't have the card. You just have to, there's a little, you can do the switch and you can do it over the phone and it'll do it. Yeah, it's not that bad.
So if any of you listening out there have an issue with the particular, OS that your phone is running, Android, iPhone, WebOS. If you have a WebOS phone, please call us.
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
And let us know if you're upset about this recent development with HP.
Yeah.
If you hate your phone, if you have thrown your phone away already.
Or
if you're just bitter. I'm bitter.
Yes, people are bitter. Or were you one of the select few that got a touchpad over the weekend?
Oh, yes. Are you playing with your touchpad?
People were going nuts. People didn't even know what they were buying them.
I'm still seeing the advertisements on TV.
They
got Russell Brand. They got Lea Michele. They got all kinds of people to do their ads. And now they're gone.
It's so weird. Yeah, you can't get one anywhere.
It's unbelievable.
They went out fast.
I can't believe it.
Staples put up on their website that they're selling them. And they don't have them, but if one was there, they're selling them for $49.99.
$49.99?
$50. You pick up a touchpad. It's a $500 device.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But Staples doesn't have any?
They don't. I went to probably 4 last night and like 3 today.
Really?
Yeah.
You went to a lot of Staples to get your touchpads.
I
what are you going to do with
crazed.
It?
I just use it, like, you know, surfing the web on the couch. This thing's I love this, but it's my MacBook Pro is a little heavy, and it gets really hot.
Oh, it does?
Does yours get hot?
It gets kind of hot, but not too hot.
It gets hot sometimes. I mean, I like this, but something, you know, a little light. It could be fun. I don't know. I'm WebOS crazed, so that's me.
Yeah, a little bit crazed.
Yeah.
I was thinking about an iPhone, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it's not available on Sprint, and that's the company I'm with.
Yeah, right. It's tough.
And
I don't really want to leave Sprint either.
I don't want to leave Sprint because I've been with them for so long.
Yeah.
But then...
They have a good data deal, too.
Yeah,
they're the only ones that are unlimited.
Deals. I think I'm going to be forced into getting one of those HTV Evos.
Yeah.
Which I guess is fine.
Yeah,
I
don't have
a problem
well.
With it. It's probably a great phone. But, you know...
Droid.
I don't like a droid.
Droid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you make it not say that? Droid. Can you make it not say that, do you think?
I think there's probably a way to change that. I know.
That's annoying.
You don't want to hear that when you're, like, sleeping. And
no.
That'll freak you out. It's like your robot in the room or something.
Droid.
Wish I had that. Yeah.
Horrible. Oh, my gosh. Well, should we take a break?
That sounds like a plan to me.
And then we'll get with the weird news?
Get with the weird news. Yeah, let's get with it.
Get with it.
I like that.
And do you have... You know, if you want to call during the break, that's fine, too.
Yep, we'll just put you on hold, and we will have plenty of pony talk.
We'll have lots of pony talk. Please hold your horses.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. It was too easy.
It was a good one, though.
It was too easy. I'm sorry, guys.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Jones barbecue and foot massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fits through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Keep my money, pay me, pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated, 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 motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show.
It is the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
We are back, and I love these Skittles.
Oh, I gotta get me some of those.
You want some? Here, there, have this bag.
I forgot those were over there.
Here, you can have this bag, and I will talk about how to contact them.
Oh, that's good. I gotta get this over here. Okay.
You can call the Derek and Kay Show when we're live at area code 661-467-2416. Send us a tweet. Follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show. Follow our the most boring Tumblr on the face of the earth at dkradioshow.tumblr.com. Become a fan of ours on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/dkradioshow.
Oh,
so, sorry, DK Radio. And email us the old-fashioned way at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail. You're
distracting me with your old man Facebook.
Oh, I'm sorry. I like these guys.
Those are the
Foster the People. I don't know if Jill's listening, but Jill hooked me on this song.
Oh, really?
And I do like it.
Your friend Jill?
She might be listening. I don't know.
Jill the Drill?
Jill the Drill.
Not Jill the Drill.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, can you pass those
awesome.
Those weird Skittles over here, too?
I want
more.
These are so good.
They are really good. These are Skittles Crazy Corn.
I love these
bad. Two flavors in each piece.
Yeah.
I think that we should talk about food every show.
It seems to come up.
Well, you know, food is so entertaining and, you know, easy to talk about, don't you think?
It is. I think I got a mouthful of Skittles.
Taste the rainbow.
Mm.
You know, I love that Skittles commercial with the singing rabbit. When he's like,
oh, the singing rabbit. And he has to give him away.
Yeah, he has to give him away. And there's like the thunder and lightning. And he's like, oh.
That's really funny.
It's so funny. I think that's like the ending of like La Traviata or some.
Oh, is it? I didn't know it was like a real thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like some crazy singing
rabbit. No, it's like some crazy opera thing.
Mm.
Crazy opera thing. I sound like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Crazy. You're in that pro fashion. You know what it's all about.
Opera song. It was actually opera on today, and I was like, I couldn't watch it.
Where was it on?
It was on PBS. It was Renee Fleming was on. She was doing a good job. And
on a
Strauss,
TV.
On the TV. On the telly.
Oh, the telly.
And she was singing Strauss, and I was like, no, I'm going to watch My Little Pony.
Oh, you like My Little
Pony.
I
skipped Renee Fleming in favor of My Little Pony.
Do you hear that?
Do you hear that, bronies? I watched, I could have watched, I think it was, what opera was it? Anyway. Oh, God, I forget. Anyway, Renee Fleming was on. She's gorgeous. She's singing fabulously. There's some tenor on just singing amazingly.
Yeah.
It's Richard Strauss. It's amazing. Beautiful.
Wow.
And I watched Friendship is Magic.
Well, it is pretty good.
On demand.
My Little Pony.
So we'll get back into that later.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry your pretty little pony brony heads. Anyway, it's time for the weird news with Derek.
Weird news.
Yes.
Yes. Now that I got that working, I didn't know that was going to be working.
I didn't realize how big the pile of Skittles was on my computer until I looked
down. Oh, my goodness. You got a pile. So we got a Mississippi man who buys 150 pizzas from a Massachusetts restaurant in Stoughton, Mass., you know, the land of IKEA.
Stoughton.
He actually drove about 1,400 miles.
To get them?
Yeah, I don't know what this is. I want to check out this place.
From Mississippi? M-I-S-S-I-S-I-T-P-I?
Yeah.
Why?
I guess he was visiting, and he wanted to freeze the pizzas. And he ordered 150 pies from Town Spa Pizza, a restaurant of his hometown in Stoughton. I love how they have the spelling so you know how to say it. Stoughton.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did that there. Just outside of Boston.
Because Boston town spellings don't make sense.
I know, it's really weird.
I mean, Worcester. Worcester.
And that's what's happening in Stoughton.
The other one that doesn't make sense is Peabody.
Peabody is so weird.
Peabody.
Yeah. So I'm really curious to see what this pizza place is all about. Because I used to think we don't have very good pizza here, although College Pizza
amazing.
Is a special thing on its own.
Shout out to College Pizza.
College Pizza, yo. Big ups to College Pizza.
We love you, College Pizza.
Jalapeno garlic,
word
yo.
Word up.
So let's check out what this place is next time I'm going to IKEA, which seems to be every weekend now.
You are I'll often check. At IKEA.
I don't know what's going on.
What's
I got,
going on
I got
with
lots
that?
Of stuff to return. I might get stuff in and out. I'm trying things out.
Oh, you went on the tax-free weekend too, didn't you?
Yeah, I just bought a bunch of stuff. Let's see if something works.
That's insane.
I know. It was pretty insane, but I was in and I was out.
Was it starting to get crazy when you like...
When I was leaving, it was really scary because you had all the people...
Trying to leave? Or trying to come?
Trying to get out when they already paid... But there were so many people there after the registers. You know, there's that big spot where they got that little cafe and you pick up your furniture. It was a swarm of people with boxes.
Are you kidding?
And it was frightening because no one could get out. No one could move.
Oh, it's like
so it was scary. I just
IKEA bottleneck.
It was really freaky. Like people were just trying to leave and they couldn't. So it was kind
of
scary.
IKEA's a little bit of a nightmare because sometimes people totally don't know what to do and they don't know where they're going. And the showroom is real confusing because you're like, well, I could buy this pillow, I could pick one up here, or I could go down to the marketplace and pick another one up.
You carry it with you, but you're worried, are you going to see it later? I don't know, it might be gone, this might be it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a little bit weird.
And they have those meatballs.
Swedish meatballs.
They're so good.
I haven't had any of those.
And they also have, last time I was there, and I'm so incredibly sad that I did not get a cinnamon roll.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
It smells so good.
Now I'm part of the IKEA family card, which is like...
What is that?
No, it's like one of those cards.
Like a loyalty card?
Yeah.
What does it do for you?
Well, you get free coffee when you go, which is kind of great.
Shut up. Really?
So, yeah. So, free coffee or tea?
Or tea.
What else? Yeah, you get some savings and things like that.
Okay. Maybe I'll get one of those.
Yeah, you should get it.
Yeah. This Money Metal Peach Skittle is amazing.
Money Metal Mango Peach Skittle.
These are
delicious, right?
They're so good.
All right. We're still doing weird news. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to get next story. Officials clean up toilet paper in an Idaho river. This happened on the 17th, a river that finally ran out of toilet paper. I guess it was a truck that toppled over, and there was many rolls of toilet paper in the river, and it was a real mess to clean up because every time they were pulling out the sheets, they would split apart. You couldn't just scoop it out. It was just a big, goppy mess, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it was single ply.
Ew.
I don't know.
Single ply is the worst toilet paper ever invented. Like, you need that extra ply.
You do need that extra ply, yeah.
Because if you buy single ply toilet paper, you need to use twice as much.
Twice
right?
as much?
Yeah, twice as much.
You don't want that shit breaking.
No.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
Gross.
Well, anyways, this took them quite a while to clean up, and that's what's happening in Idaho.
What kind of toilet paper is your favorite?
Well, okay. That's a very interesting question because I know we've talked about this a lot.
Well, is this going into a story?
Hey now.
I like the I like the Scott. I pretty much go with the Scott. I don't want it to be too soft. I don't like the too soft, but I don't like the single. I don't like the single ply. I don't like the newsprint stuff. I don't like any messages printed on it because that's just a weird message to me.
What do you mean messages?
No, like, I don't know, like, I love you and things like that.
On toilet paper?
Don't they have messages or flowers?
Isn't that like maybe
okay,
a
okay, maybe
more,
I'm the crazy person. Julie's giving me looks over
of
there.
Of a paper towel kind of phenomenon?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't like the maybe that was big when we were growing up, the colors. You don't really see that. Did we talk about those
the
ones?
The colors. No. I remember the colors.
Ones. Yeah, right?
Don't they still make the
like
colors?
Like, you got the pink and you got the blue.
Yeah, the pink and the blue.
They
gross.
Got rid of that shit.
They did?
Literally.
What's with you in the F word today?
Oh, sorry.
Hey, now.
But they don't make the colors anymore, right?
We might have kids listening. I'm sorry.
We
sorry.
Might.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it clean.
Keeping it clean.
Oh, I wish I had that clip of like Randy Savage saying, "Ooh, keep it clean." I wish I had that.
That's pretty great.
I got to ask Cakes from the Junkies if I can use that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They play that?
Yes, they have that.
That's pretty
their
good.
Sound clip.
That's their own.
Yeah, because it was part of a game that they were playing.
I did not know this.
Yes. Anyway. I prefer the Cottonelle toilet paper.
Oh, you like, so, yeah, the one.
I like the fluffy soft
which
book.
I understand it's nice.
It's very nice.
It's nice on your ass.
Yes.
It's nice. It's soft. I understand
good.
That.
That's clean.
But it's
thick.
It's a little bit thick for me. It's a little bulky.
Too thick for you?
Because I know when we lived together
yes.
as back in the day.
I used to buy the Cottonelle.
Yeah, which I liked it, but I let you know. Get the ass wipe of your choice.
Well, I'm doing it more than you are.
Really?
Yeah. Guys go to the bathroom. They do number one. They just don't. They shake a little and it's done. Right?
I guess that's true.
I mean, every time I go to that number one, I have to reach for the toilet paper.
I never really thought about that. Okay,
women are
well,
using it more than men.
Okay, then it makes sense. Then you should.
I should have the toilet paper of my choice.
You should have the toilet paper of your choice. And it's nice. It is nice.
And we had the stand-up toilet paper holder.
Right, which I've always said, that's how you know you've arrived, when you've got that. Well, now Julie has it.
She does?
We passed it on to Julie.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. She's got that same exact toilet paper holder?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's in the house.
That's amazing.
It does look nice. There's just something about it I always feel like, oh, yeah, this is nice.
You think it's fancy?
Yeah, we don't need to like pound it into the wall. It's just standing up here. It's nice. It's brass or whatever the hell it's made out of.
But you know what's not nice about it is it's the removal. Somebody could take it.
Someone can take your toilet paper?
Holder.
Well, then you probably have
somebody
problems with your friends or whoever's visiting.
Somebody could play an awful prank.
That is
take
true.
Take the toilet paper holder and the toilet paper and your...
And put it like by your sofa.
Or they could put it...
Looks like you're going to pinch a loaf on your sofa.
You know where's a mean place to put it? In the tub. But it's upright with the toilet paper on it.
And then, because you turn the shower on to get it wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be bad. And then plus, if you're taking a crap.
Yeah, then you're like, oh.
Dropping mud. You don't know where
it
is.
For it. Yeah.
No, you don't. It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's just out of the you think.
Well, I think if you have one of those like almost see-through doors, you could put it there so you could see it, but you wouldn't, not if you're looking for it. So you're taking a crap, right? And you're like, oh, where's the toilet paper?
Where is it?
And you look around and you see it's in there and you get bitter.
But not, but you see it when it's too late.
Yeah, when it's
that's
too late.
That's the problem.
That
yeah.
is the prank.
That's where they get you.
That's right.
Wow.
I might have to pull some pranks. More pranks.
Well, we know someone with a stand-up toilet paper dispenser.
We do.
That's right.
Hey now.
Phone screener Julie.
But she's listening, so I don't think that's really
that
it's
is
not
true.
Good now.
She's going to know it's no, she's screening calls and
well,
stuff like that.
We could do something wacky, like put it on a ceiling, upside down.
Oh, upside down. I like that. Mount it.
You look up, you're like, oh, crap.
Mount it like a light. Literally.
Literally.
Hey,
now. Oh.
Oh, wait, I have one more story.
Okay.
Let me get through this, and wow, I don't know. A little slow on the weird news this week. Julie sent me a story, and I have to admit, I read it like 15 minutes before we went on, and I don't quite understand it. So I'm not going to do that one yet, but we might go back to it next week.
Okay.
I don't understand what happened with this cow. Stay tuned next week for a cow. Anyways,
I saw that in our
story.
Email. What the hell was that?
I don't know, and I can't go into it because I won't be able to explain it. We have
all
a 9-year-old.
We can get Julie to explain
cute
it.
Cute story. We could put her on. This is a 9-year-old that gets his wallet back after posting a letter.
What's in a 9-year-old's wallet?
Actually, it was quite a bit of money.
Really?
It was a few hundred dollars. It was $300.
What?
Yeah. He was saving up all summer.
Oh,
and he
what
left
for?
It.
A dump truck?
Maybe he was saving it for a dump
inside
truck.
Inside baseball.
A little inside
I'm sorry.
Baseball. This was at a 7-Eleven, I think, and he left the note. saying he hopes he gets it back, but if someone doesn't send it back, that he hopes they need it more than he does. But a woman brought it back to the store. And that's what's happening in Virginia. It was really
that's
a cute
Virginia?
Story. Yeah, it was a cute. I thought it was a cute story.
That is a cute story.
He did get the wallet back. Oh,
he's saving up money. Why is he carrying it around?
I don't, that's what kids do, right?
Is you he afraid his mom's going to steal it?
That's right. Yeah, maybe he's going to steal it.
Or maybe the little brother, the dog. I don't know.
Little bro.
If you're saving money, you don't carry it around with you, right?
I guess that's true, but I don't know where you put. I feel like when I was young, I used
bank.
To have like money in my wallet.
I had it in my bank.
You had it in your bank.
Yeah, piggy bank.
Yeah.
I was saving up money for a saddle, actually.
A saddle.
Saddle, yes. That I still have today. I saved up about $700 for a very nice. Brown pigskin
I think I've
Cuban
seen it.
Saddle.
I think I've seen it. It does look very nice.
It's very nice.
And it smells good. If that's I don't know if you say that or not.
All saddles smell good.
The leather or something.
I don't know. It's 16 inch for my small butt. That's like a kid size.
16 inch ass?
Yes. No, it's got a 16 inch seat. From the cantle to the pommel, it's like 16 inches.
Oh, I was going to say, I've seen you walk around. I don't see that.
No, I'm not
okay.
Barrel ass or anything like that. It's
16 inch?
No. It's 16 inches to put my entire... person on and my thighs and all that stuff.
It's like that. So 16 inch.
That's no, a little bigger. So it's like this.
It's a little bigger. Okay.
Yeah. It's a beautiful saddle.
Yeah, it is nice.
And I had another one, another Steuben saddle,
uh-huh.
But I sold it on eBay.
K-Bay.
On K-Bay. Because I didn't need it. And it was kind of crappy anyway. I'm keeping the good saddle.
That's good.
Yes. But that's the only thing I really saved up for. Besides, last year I saved up for a plane ticket to Vancouver.
Oh, that's right. You had your thing.
I was in
your
very articulate today.
Your music thing, kind of like the opera thing.
Yeah, I had a music thing. I sang music for 2 weeks in Vancouver Early Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Hit that mic.
No, I might punch myself with the mic. That is the weird news for
fabulous.
This week.
Oh, fabulous. These Skittles are so good.
They,
I don't know what
to
do. I'm going to eat too many of
these. They're crazy good. I had someone brought these at work, and I was out shopping today. And I'm like, well, let's get this is a snack we need for the show.
Where'd you buy those?
I was at Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop. Stop. Shopping time.
All the way out in, what the frig is it? Saugus.
Saugus? What were you doing down there? Or
looking
is it up
for
there?
Touch pads.
Oh, you went all the way.
I went further than that.
You did? Where did you go?
I was in Woburn. I was in I was everywhere. Let me tell you, I've been doing circles since last night.
You went to all the suburbs of Boston?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, let's see any of the donks out here. They don't even know what a touchpad is. They think you put food on it and eat it.
They don't have technology.
No.
They have phones out there in Woburn.
But they did get them.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't get
them. Well, everybody here probably had the same idea.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, but, you know, I get this in my head.
You know where you should go? New Hampshire.
I know, actually.
Or Maine.
I've been tracking this stuff. No, as far as the Best Buy website,
uh-huh.
They said they were only in stock in New Hampshire, which was kind of funny, in the
For
Northeast.
Real?
Yeah.
I go to New Hampshire.
One place in New Hampshire, and
New
I thought about it.
New Hampshire.
I know, I thought about it, but I couldn't make it happen.
It's kind of far.
Where's the cow?
New Hampshire. It's kind of far. It's a trip up 95.
Yeah, I could have bought a couple bottles too while I was up there.
Wow.
Whoa, I just
that was
just dropped the voice a little bit.
That was very strange.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
New Hampshire has all of the rest of the stock because no one shops there.
I don't know.
They don't have any Anthropologies either.
Not in the whole state.
Not in the whole state.
That says a lot,
doesn't it?
Live free and die
with no Anthropology.
Well, I hope anyone that's listening from New Hampshire. Don't, no offense. Don't, keep listening. Don't click off because
well, no,
we said.
No, I saw, New Hampshire's awesome, but it's got some issues. I saw some people on their motorcycles with no helmets.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
live free and die.
Live free and die. But
yeah.
I think there is a seatbelt law, though. So at least you have to put your seatbelt on. But I, my husband's from New Hampshire, so I frequent New Hampshire.
Right.
You know, it's pretty.
Oh, yeah.
It's got some pretty parts. You know, there's Nashua.
Mm-hmm.
Always good.
Well, there's definitely some nice,
Portsmouth,
country.
Pretty, yes.
Countryside.
Countryside, yes.
If you will.
No touchpads.
Well.
People aren't interested in touchpads,
though. I guess not, yeah. going to get one. You're going to see I'm going to get one.
I don't know how you're going to work that out.
Probably a half a dozen actually are going to come this week.
I feel like every second that clicks by is another one gone. You might have to
Oh, it's done. I think as far as the stores are, it's done.
Really?
Yeah, you can't buy one in a store, I don't think.
Do you think you have to get one like on the black market or something?
Staples seems to think that they want to keep their demos out, that they might be getting more from their warehouse.
What?
But that's what one guy told me. But I don't think they're coming to stores again.
Do you think you have to call like the distributor?
Yeah, get them direct from HP, and that's hopefully where mine will come from this week, I hope. I know.
Yeah.
It's sad.
it's really sad. I know. Anyway, so this week I did a lot of TV watching.
Oh, yeah, me too. I watched a little bit.
Did you watch
mm-hmm.
the 22-minute episodes of My Little Pony?
I did.
My Little Ponies.
How many did you watch, actually?
I watched the first two and bits and pieces of other ones just to sort of get a sense.
I think I watched like 10 full episodes.
And it was definitely intriguing.
Yes.
It was Julie and I watched some, and it definitely caught my attention, and I actually thought after I was watching them that I enjoyed watching this program more than watching like a crappy sitcom.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, there's something more entertaining to me. Maybe it's because we've been talking with the bronies, maybe that's interesting
that
on its own
to
side,
do with
too.
It.
But, no, it was definitely interesting, and I see what they're saying about all the characters.
Yeah, me too.
They're very unique, and I like that they've really played those characters out.
Do you know what I want to do? I want to take a break.
Yeah.
And then I want to come back, and I want to talk ponies.
Pony talk.
You hear that, bronies?
I'm all about it.
Opening the phone lines. Please call in, stay on hold, and we want to hear all about your love for My Little Pony.
Yeah, it's time. Once we get back from break,
that's right.
It'll be pony time.
Pony time.
Want to hear it all.
My Little Ponies.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
This is a song about corn nuts and intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair. And here is what you do.
Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more, or leave it on your shelf.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
We're down with MLP, and we're big in Pony Chan, the Derek and Kay Show.
Where the grass is but for dinner.
Oops, so every pony.
Darn, fun and wild.
Yeehaw!
There must be something in the water.
What?
Spin, rainbow too. Talking elements of harmony.
Yeah!
Our ponies
hey there.
Hang out too.
Come on, ponies. Hey, every ponies, we're back.
Every ponies. You are full in. You're like, you drank the Kool-Aid for real, man.
I'm trying to keep it real.
You're trying to keep it real?
Yeah.
you know something about it that makes this really special for me is that because my history with My Little Pony goes back to when I was like 6 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So I am very emotionally heavily invested in this reboot
That's
of My
really
Little
cool.
Pony. So
yeah.
I mean, and this is a tad bit serious, but I'm going to say,
Oh, boy.
I'm an only child, okay?
Yep.
And I had a
I'm
lot.
There.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we're both there.
I had a lot of My Little Ponies. A lot. Like 60.
60?
Like 60. And I played with those every single day of my life.
Wow.
And I remember the one day that it wasn't fun anymore, and I got really sad. But, you know, all right. It's time to take some calls.
Wow,
what do you think?
We got a lot of people calling in here. This is exciting.
We got a lot of people calling in. All right, let's go to Derek.
All right, me. All right, I talked about the show,
this
didn't I?
It's really confusing with two Derek's
on
the
line.
Oh, hold on.
Hello.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, how are you guys?
Welcome.
Good. How are you? Welcome to the Derek and Kay Show.
Oh, thanks.
Are you a brony?
Actually, I am a brony.
Brony in the house.
All right.
Yeah. Awesome. So I figured I'd answer any questions you guys have. Oh, and I would like to point out the person who called last week. I think he called himself like the cool guy.
Oh yeah, that's.
Oh yeah, yeah. You
with
know
the,
him?
With the tier list?
Yeah.
Not
so good. But it's all right. Don't worry about it.
Thinking about that.
Yeah.
Huh? There were a lot of complaints about the tier list, especially since Pinkie Pie was on the bottom.
Yeah, Pinkie Pie definitely is a character who should be near the top of the list.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I love Pinkie.
Pinkie Pie.
Definitely great.
The ambassador of cuteness.
Are you loco in the cocoa?
So, Derek, do you actually have, like, an actual pony figure?
Oh.
Not you, Derek.
Sorry.
No, I'm actually very new to this fandom. So I haven't really bought any merchandise yet. So
how long have you been watching the show?
Since about May. I was turned on by the YouTube videos that were coming out, and they seemed pretty interesting, and I was like, cute ponies, interesting. I'll watch it. I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
So that's how I got into the show.
And if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm curious.
I am 18. Going to college.
A full-fledged adult.
Cool. And you're in college, you said?
I'm going to college in about a few weeks.
Oh, congratulations.
Cool. Nice.
Thank you.
You must be excited.
I am.
It's a big change.
But it is. So any other questions about the ponies that I could answer for you guys?
Other Derek, do you have any questions?
Other Derek, that's me now.
That's you now. You're the other. You're host Derek.
Now that we finally have someone here, I'm trying to think. So, do you watch? Do you have like other bronies that you hang out with or watch, or is it mostly online interactions?
Mostly online attractions. I go to Equestria Daily, the little blog that they have, and also Pony Chan. It's a nice place where people talk and. Everyone's very tolerant, very nice.
It seems like a really nice community from what I've seen over the last week.
That's true.
Everyone seems pretty nice and funny, too.
Yeah.
For when
I feel compared to a lot of internet things that I've seen before, I was impressed when I found out about it.
Yeah.
The internet is a brutal place. And
it can be.
And it seems like you guys are fairly cool.
That's cool.
Fairly cool. Except when it comes to pronouncing the word Chan.
Oh.
You know, C-H-A-N, Chan, Chan, whatever. It's a Japanese word, right?
I don't know who had a problem with that.
Oh, there were some issues. Call me up and correct me.
Sure.
I'll talk to a Japanese friend later. Anyway, Derek, thanks for calling. We're going to take some other calls
Absolutely.
Now.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. We're gonna watch some more shows, too. I am. I know I am.
Great. Oh, and you should watch Party of One, definitely.
What is this?
What is that?
That is the 25th episode, I believe.
25th episode?
Yes. Probably one of the best.
What did you call it?
Party of One.
Oh, Party
That's
of One.
The title.
Okay.
Yep.
Party of One is always a sad thing to say.
Yeah, that is.
When you go into a restaurant.
Yeah. That's just Party of One.
Yeah.
Is it really a party?
No, it's not. Not when you're by yourself. All right, Derek. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to... Julian.
Julian.
A lot of interesting names here, Julian.
Hello.
Hey, Julian, what's up?
Nothing much.
Julian, are you a brony?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
Brony in the house.
All right.
And how old are you, Julian?
I'm 15.
All
right.
Yep. Just old enough to get that learner's permit.
Almost there.
All right.
There. You don't have
taking
a learner's permit
class?
Yet?
No, not yet. I'm not that old. Soon I'll be, though.
Because that's old.
Yeah, that would be old. Yeah, right.
Anyway, how long have you been watching the show?
I got into it around late May on a friend's recommendation. I thought it would have been a pretty horrible show, given that it is My Little Pony, but I just got hooked.
Yeah.
It's weird. You think if someone told me a couple months ago that I'd be watching a show like that, I would have just laughed at them.
Right.
But it really is an interesting show, and the community is very great as well. Especially
yeah,
Pony Channel.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because it's such a cute show, you know, and it attracts so many males.
Right.
It's just so mysterious to me about how that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, when the show first came out last year, you probably wouldn't have anyone admitting that they like My Little Pony. And now, you know, all these people have meetups and stuff. It's quite amazing.
Right. What would you, do you have a favorite character?
Fluttershy.
Oh.
I like
just because, yeah, she's pretty cute. And
yeah,
I don't
is.
Know, everyone, all of my brony friends in real life have told me that I'm a lot like Fluttershy, so I guess it's an immediate attraction or something.
Oh.
That's kind of cute, actually.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask this to every brony that calls.
Uh-huh.
Do you actually have a My Little Pony figure?
All right.
Well, I saw one in the store a couple of weeks ago. I got one for my little niece, who is a fan of the show. I wouldn't have one for myself, because any of my friends who come over would be confused, to say the least.
You think they would tease you?
Yep.
But if you didn't think that, would you have one?
Yeah, I would.
Well, I think that when you get your driver's license, you can put it in your car.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be kind of awesome. You can hang it off the...
Driving around downtown with that little figure up on the hood.
Yeah.
Oh, on the hood.
Yeah, in the hood.
Yeah.
Or right in the front where the Jaguar would be. You could put the pony.
Prancing.
Yep.
Where do you say driving around where?
Driving around town. I don't know. It's a pretty big town, so it's just town here.
Just town?
Just town. Where
yeah.
Are you calling from?
We just...
What do you want to say?
I'm calling from Martha's Vineyard.
Oh,
lovely.
Kind of local.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are?
We're in Boston.
We're in Boston.
Oh, that's close enough.
Yeah.
That's close enough, man. So I
only
think we're
a couple hours.
Yeah, only a couple hours down. So we're going to go to the next call, but thanks for calling, Julian.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. And I definitely recommend that Party of One episode.
Okay.
Probably my favorite episode.
Wow.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to check
all
it
right.
out. We'll check it out.
Very cool.
Have a nice time, you guys.
All right. Have a
okay.
nice night,
have a good
Julian.
Night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to go to the next call. Wolfgang.
Whoa, wow.
Hold on. I got technology issues. Hey, Wolfgang. What's up?
Hello. Am I on?
Yeah.
Yes, you are on.
And it says that you are a brony.
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Brony in the house.
Derek, what
and,
does do that?
And I'm also local. I'm like 2 minutes. I'm like 2 minutes down the road from Boston.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Wow.
And how old are you, Wolfgang? Oh, it says you're 14.
Yes, I am 14.
Nice deep voice for a 14-year-old.
Yeah, my goodness. Wow, that's impressive.
So how long have you been watching the show?
You got a future in radio.
I've been watching. I know I should. I've been watching since, like, March, April-ish.
Okay.
I got into it because I saw a lot of it on the internet, and I didn't at first, I thought it was all a joke. So I watched it mostly for, like, irony laughs, and then I just got into it. I don't really know. I can't really explain the appeal of the show to a kid like myself.
Uh-huh.
But it just is. I can't really explain it. I'm sorry.
You just love it.
You love all the characters and the development. That seems to
yeah.
be with people.
Yeah. A lot of people like to talk about really deep things about the show, like how they relate to characters and such, but I'm more of the realist. I'm more of it's just the show, and I'm just a fan of the show. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love a lot of things that this fandom has and a lot of things about it, but I'm not too deep about anything that's not in the show.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think about how I relate to certain characters,
right,
and things like that.
Right, I've never really crossed my mind.
But I do like the pop culture references that are in the show. Like, I think the episode where Pinkie Pie was just being super annoying, and there was a little, like, nod to Pepe Le Pew.
Oh.
Did you see this episode?
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
I think, was that the one? Was Pinkie Pie chasing Rainbow Dash?
Yes, that was the one.
Yeah.
Any part of this?
Are you excited? Because I'm excited. I've never been so excited. Well, except for the time that I saw you walking into town and I went, but I mean, not that.
I love Pinkie Pie. It's so random. But yeah, that there was. I watched it and I was like, wait a minute. This is like a total Pepe Le Pew nod, and it was totally awesome.
Yeah, and there are also a lot of subtle references, because in one of the episodes, the one I always think of is in the episode Dog and Pony Show, there's a group called the Diamond Dogs, which is the group that, you know, I forget. I think it's David Bowie came from.
Oh.
And they also they all act basically like Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I haven't seen
that one yet.
Oh, I'm loving it. Well, I have like 10 more episodes to go, I think, before I've watched the whole first
season. I have a lot more to watch, but I am going to watch more.
Well, no rush. Watch it at your own pace.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Wolfgang. We got to go to the next call, though.
All right. One more thing before I go. I kind of want to apologize for anybody who got on you about the whole Chan Chan thing.
It's okay, man. It's cool. I forgive everybody.
That's very nice of you.
That is very sweet of you, though. All right, Wolfgang. Have a good one. Thanks for listening.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Julia. Another fabulous name. Hey, Julius, you're on the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Welcome.
Hey.
Wait, first I have to ask, are you a brony?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Brony in the house.
That is hysterical. When did you do that?
Earlier today.
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Anyway, how old are you, if you don't mind?
I am 19.
Love it. I love the full...
Interesting, yeah.
Full-grown, legit adults watching My Little Pony. So do your friends know that you're a brony, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course. It's just a cartoon.
Do they give you a hard time, any of them?
No. I mean, like, it was kind of a shock to some of us. But then, you know, some of them were like, oh, it's a cartoon. I can kind of get behind it. And, yeah, he watched a bit of it and he liked it. And then my other friend was kind of like, no, this is not flying. But, you know.
Oh, really?
We're still friends.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, you can still be friends. I mean, it's different interests. Some people aren't.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, do you have a My Little Pony figure?
I don't have a figure.
Everyone's disappointing me. I'm waiting for somebody to have
someone have a big collection or something.
Well, I do have a few friends who do have, like, figures and stuff like that. But I only have, you know, printable, like, photo paper little cutouts that you can hang on places. They're really nice little ornaments, kind of.
Yeah. Do you, where do you put those things?
Well, I actually have Rarity on my lampshade.
Nice. I like that.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah. Rarity is the best pony.
Rarity's the best pony?
Yep.
Why do you like her the best?
Yeah, I don't know, really. The personality that all comes together and it makes for a particular appeal. I mean, a lot of the ponies don't really appeal to me that much.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Rarity just kind of popped up.
Yeah.
Wow, Rarity. I wouldn't expect that.
Interesting.
No one likes Applejack yet.
Well, Applejack's my second favorite.
Is she? Yay!
Yeah.
I like helping the pony folks.
I like Applejack the best. I think she's the best. I actually do like Pinkie Pie, actually, maybe the best.
Yeah, I think
Applejack
Pinkie Pie might be my
second.
Favorite.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
She's super cute and random.
Super cute and, like, crazy.
I love that she's so random.
Yeah.
Are you welcome in the Coco?
Julius, do you have a favorite episode?
A favorite episode, that would be Suited for Success.
Haven't seen that one yet.
Haven't seen that one yet.
I feel like I'm so behind.
About what number is that?
I think that's 16.
Oh, I'm only at like number 12 or something. Crazy.
But when you guys get there, I think you'll like it.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Julius, thanks for calling. We got to go to the next call. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem. Yeah.
All right, Derek, we got to go to Math, who called last week.
Okay.
Math, what's up?
Oh, what's up?
Do you want to get to your Pony Chan dudes? Pony Chan, Pony Chan, whatever it is.
Real quick, I just wanted to beat Ravage here to the punch because he said he was going to do it. But I just wanted to give a shout out to Bags, Caboozles, Ravage, of course, some Havid, some, I shouldn't have made a list. Clone Hunter, Into the Sky,
yeah.
Captain, all those. They're awesome dudes. I love the Pony Chan community.
Well, that's great. What did that say? Say what?
I didn't hear what you said. There was that guitar thing.
Oh, sorry.
Brony in the house.
So, you weren't the guy with the tier list. That was the other guy.
No, that was Ravage.
Okay.
High in his bad tier for whatever reason.
Oh, you know what? I think he's actually on the line, too.
Okay. Wow, we got it. We got a whole thing going on here.
All right, Math, I got to hang up on you because we got to talk to the cool guy again. All right, but thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Pony down.
Pony up. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Cool guy, you're back on the line. What's up?
Guys, I missed you.
We missed you, too.
So glad our relationship has gone this far.
We got a lot of feedback on your tier list.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh, yeah. No. That got a lot of controversy. I understand. It's okay. Rarity was God tier, obviously. She needs to move up one more tier. Okay. She needs to move up one more tier.
What's your beef with Pinkie Pie?
Yeah. You really think
Pinkie Pie? I ain't got no beef with Pinkie Pie. It's just the official tier list. It's the news. It's the truth. People can't handle the truth.
Official with who? People can't handle the truth.
People can't handle the truth?
Official with me.
Oh, official with you.
Yeah.
Because you're the cool guy.
Yeah.
So how did you come to create this tier list?
Well, I sat down, I called, and then I made it up on the spot.
Oh!
Judging from all the cool people that I talked to.
It's amazing that you'd have people that are upset with you then.
Well, I suppose no matter
from
the bottom, people would be upset.
Yeah.
But
well,
Pinkie Pie,
people are going to get mad.
Well, I'm a little bit mad because I love Pinkie Pie.
Well, you can make your own official tier list. How about that?
I don't think I'm going to do that.
So there's going to be many official tier lists.
Yeah. No. We're good.
I'm going to actually put you on hold. We may pick you up again later if you want to hold. All right?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Okay. No?
I got a lot of surprises.
You got a lot of surprises? What kind of surprises?
Yeah. I was going to give you the official character tier list.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. All right. All right, go for it, cool guy. Let's hear it.
All right. So at the top of the tier is Pimp tier, and that's Spike. He's a dragon.
Yep.
He's the pimpest dragon in Equestria.
Yeah.
And then there's Bad tier, which is everybody else, which
dragon.
Is like below Spike.
Go ahead.
Oh, there's Pimp, which is Spike, and then Bad tier, which is everyone else, all the other characters.
All the other characters are with Spike.
Pretty much all the. But isn't Spike? He's a baby dragon, right?
Yeah, he's a baby dragon.
Yeah.
What do you got? You got.
I don't know.
With Derek.
Well, maybe I need to watch more episodes. I don't know.
You need to tune into more My Little Pony.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch more.
You can't go wrong with that.
All right, we're gonna go to the next call, but cool guy. But thanks for calling back.
You want to put him on hold? You want to talk to someone?
No, I think I'm done here.
Okay.
Right.
I was going to sing, but I can't.
Yeah, I thought
not
everyone
right
was going to join.
Busy being good.
I thought everyone was going to sing a song or something. We're going to put everyone on.
You don't want to
sing Friday, but nobody wants to sing me.
Oh, that's Friday. I do love that.
We do love Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
I got to
go now.
We'll talk to you later.
Of course. Love you guys.
Love
bye.
You.
Thanks for listening.
All right, let's go to Troy. Troy, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
We can hear you. Welcome to the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Are you Brony?
No. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you are. Okay, so I'm going to play this one.
Brony in the house.
We were shocked there for like 2 seconds.
I just have to do that. And like, okay.
We're like, dude, is
we got
a Brony. He could be a Brony hater.
He could just be kind of...
You kind of want an anti-Brony?
Yeah, we don't want an angry Brony.
That wouldn't
be
good.
So how long have you been a Brony?
I don't know. It's like April or May or something.
Everyone's getting into
around May. Yeah,
around
it's interesting.
May. Do you have any pony figures in your possession?
No. I have one sticker. Does that count?
Sticker? All right. But you need an actual Hasbro
yeah.
pony product.
All right. Maybe I'll go get one.
That's got to be the new phenomenon.
Yeah. I'm surprised that more people have them.
Grown men going out buying ponies. Hey, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 24.
24.
Cool.
Legit. So you've actually paid a bill, right?
That's a good question. I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah, I paid the bills.
Okay. So how did you manage to get into My Little Pony?
Well, I pretty much watch like a lot of cartoons, and so I just sort of ran across it. So.
What other cartoons? Are you like a anime guy, or are you just like?
Yeah, anime. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends is another one I watch. Like a lot of stuff on Cartoon Network. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you watch Powerpuff Girls when it was on? That's the other Lauren Faust.
Yeah, there's some similarities there to the look a little bit.
I watched a couple episodes of Powerpuff Girls, but I found the whole time I was rooting for Mojo Jojo, so I hated it.
Oh, that's terrible. Anyway,
is that the evil person?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who is your favorite pony?
Yeah, you know, I can't decide.
You can't decide? Wow.
You love them all equally?
It's a hard decision.
It is
My
a hard
Little
decision.
Ponies.
Because they're all cute.
Yeah.
Yep. They definitely are.
So this thing that's I'm interested here. So we got all these bronies, right? So the other like the part about chicks. Well, I mean, okay, you do enjoy it too, but
I'm a chick.
But there isn't females aren't really watching it that aren't like kids. Is there?
We got one on the line.
Do we go? Okay, good. That was my next question.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a chick on the line.
Okay, cool.
I don't know how old she is. I don't know if she's like an adult chick or like. A 15-year-old girl,
okay.
But she's on the line.
All right, that's cool. I was wondering that. Oh, yeah, girl. Clearly marked by... I should just read the screen
and
then I'd be all
screen.
Set.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate
Absolutely.
That. Well, I'm new to this.
you're new to reading the screen? Oh, that's right. You don't usually look at the switchboard.
No,
that's
I'm very excited
job.
To have this here so I can be part of it all.
So, Troy, does anyone give you a hard time about being a Brony?
No, I sort of just prance around and... do what I want. And actually, a couple of my friends, I got to start watching it, so.
Cool.
Really? How many friends did you get into it?
One of my friends got really into it, and he likes it, and another one of my friends absolutely hates it and still thinks I'm weird, but I just walk around and keep making fun of him for it, so.
And have you seen all the episodes so far?
Oh, yeah. I have them all downloaded.
That's
nice.
Amazing. Yeah, that's cool. Do you think there's going to be a movie?
What was that?
You think there's going to be a movie?
No, there might be. I was going to ask you guys, how far have you gotten in watching them?
I've watched a lot more than Derek. I think I've watched like 10 episodes, maybe.
Well, last week I just started getting into it. I watched the first two episodes, and then I watched sort of bits and pieces to try to sort of get some more information.
My husband definitely thought I was weird watching My Little Pony, but he shouldn't have thought it was that weird because I watched like... all kinds of other cartoons all the time. So, but for some reason he thought watching My Little Pony was peculiar, but I thought it was cute.
Yeah. And I have to say, like I said earlier, I did enjoy it and I did find it, like more entertaining than some crappy sitcoms. I know how I want to make this correction because I know at the beginning of last week's show, I know there's a lot of bronies out there. I think I sort of mumbled that I hated My Little Pony. Not true. I just want to clarify that.
Now?
I just want to make sure that everything's okay. That
I see.
Hallelujah, holla back.
Yeah.
So you're backtracking.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I was just trying to be funny. I didn't know My Little Pony. I didn't watch any of them.
Now you're a brony.
I don't know if I'm a brony, but I do enjoy it. Maybe I'm a brony.
I think maybe a little bit.
A little bit?
Just a little bit? Maybe.
I am curious. I wrote down these episodes. I am curious to watch that.
Maybe like 20%.
20% brony.
Brony in the house.
Anyway, thanks for calling, Troy.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, let's go to Daniel, who apparently wants to talk about ponies but doesn't sound too sure. Hey, Daniel, what's up?
Welcome.
Oh, yeah. Is this working right now?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, you're on the air.
All right, this is Dan Clark.
Hey.
19 years old, yeah.
Hey.
Cool.
So are you a brony?
Yeah.
Brony in the house.
And how long have you officially a brony?
About January, I think. Like, Master Link X's YouTube channel just went, like, all, like, ponies and stuff. Like, he was showing some other stuff. And, yeah.
So you're, like, a pioneer. Most of the guys are saying April, May.
Yeah, so
but
you're way
saying
before.
Jen, you're creeping up on them a little earlier. So how did you find out about My Little Pony?
Yeah, so there's this guy named Masterlink X, and I just he didn't update for a while, and then suddenly he just starts posting My Little Pony episodes, and just like, what is wrong with this guy? And I just go to his web, his page, and his background and his profile image are like all ponies, and I'm just like, is this guy okay? And
right.
And then after a while, I just, you know what, screw this, I'll just check it out, and it was okay. It was surprisingly okay. Like, usually not a... like, before this, I really hated My Little Pony, and I still do about the previous My Little Pony, so sorry about that. If you're a fan of the... Yeah. The
it's all right. I'm old, so I can like the old My Little Pony, too. And I did actually... Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot about this just now. I remember going to the theater and seeing the actual My Little Pony movie. That's how old I am.
Wow. And I think I remember hearing about it.
So excited to see a feature-length My Little Pony film, which was terrible.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't compete to today's show.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
You know what else was terrible? But I watched Care Bears.
Oh, that was, yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of that. Boy.
But this My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, very good. Actually, did you hear that Lauren Faust is no longer the executive producer of the show?
What
is that
happened?
I think she's like a... what was that? She's...
Or something.
Well, yeah, she's not working on it, but I think she already finished the script for season 2 by that time.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. Okay. As long as we get, you know, another season of her very heavily influenced, I'm happy.
I think she's like they still, I don't know, like they ask her for advice or something like that still, but.
Oh, well, let's hope the second season is as good as the first when I get through all of it.
Yeah, I got to watch more.
And Daniel, last thing, do you have a favorite pony?
My favorite pony, well, does it have to be the main character?
It can be any pony.
It can be anyone, yeah.
There was like, I thought about this kind of hard actually. Well, it's like a. Some ponies I thought about Lyra, did she do, and after a while I think, did you watch Green Isn't Your Color?
No, not
yet. I don't
yet.
Think I've seen that, no.
I think it's the 20th episode there, just a brief appearance of Film Reel, a pony called Film Reel. That one's, I decided, you know, that one's my favorite pony.
Oh, I think I heard a little bit about that. A little bit about that. That's cool that that's your favorite pony. That's like a random character.
Wow.
All right, Daniel, thanks for calling. And thanks for listening, too.
All right, thanks. Sean.
It was a real enthusiastic hang up. All right, let's go to Ashley, who is the girl who wants to talk about ponies. Ashley, what's up?
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the Derek and Kay Show.
Oh, cool. I actually got this one. Well, I guess I'm the only chick to call so far.
Yes, you are the only chick online so far.
Yeah, which we're happy to have you.
That's cool.
How old are you, Ashley?
What?
How old are you?
I am 15. I'm going to be 16 in 3 days.
Oh, happy birthday.
3 days. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you going to get your driver's license at that time?
I get my driver's license in 9 days.
Nice.
Wow. That's great. You got that all worked out.
Then you can
good
officially
you.
Put the pony figure on the rearview mirror. I'm really convinced someone has to do this. Anyway, how long have you been watching the show, Ashley?
Probably since late April, early May.
Again, around that 8 May.
Yeah, at the same time. That's
May,
really interesting.
April time. Cool. And were you a My Little Pony fan before with the old My Little Pony, or did you jump on with the new?
I kind of latched on to the new My Little Pony over the old one, I guess.
And I have to ask, do you have a My Little Pony figure?
Yeah.
No, because they don't make my favorite pony in a My Little Pony figure yet.
Really? Which one is?
Yeah. My favorite is a background pony named Carrot Top.
Carrot Top. I haven't seen that.
I love that she called it background pony.
Background pony.
Yeah.
Now, do you have, any friends that are bronies, or do you hang out with bronies, or?
I have a lot of do you talk girlfriends that are bronies, I guess, that you could call them. They don't watch it like I do.
Yeah.
But I come from Pony Chan, so I have a lot of friends on there.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah.
Background pony. Are any of these bronies or pony fans actual horse people, or they just love the show? You don't know how to ride in real life, do you?
No.
That's what I thought.
No.
You're looking for someone that's also into the horses.
Yes, I'm looking for the equestrian who loves equestria.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for.
No, I don't do that. Sorry.
No plush pony either? Nothing?
Plush pony?
No, can't say that I do.
Oh, man, I'm looking for someone with an actual pony. If you have an actual My Little Pony,
and you're
please
a fan.
Call in. And you're a fan, please call in. So are most of the people that you meet and love the show girls or boys?
Most of them are guys, actually, which is kind of surprising.
That is very surprising.
This is unbelievable to me.
This is unbelievable.
Wow.
I wouldn't have thought that the show is so appealing for young men.
Yeah.
And grown men.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's quite a mix.
It's very much of a mix.
And a nice community, as we're finding out.
Yeah, everyone's really nice.
Yeah.
Do you watch any other cartoon shows, or is this really the only one?
This is kind of the only one.
Interesting.
I make an exception for ponies.
What's that?
I make an exception for ponies.
You make an exception for ponies.
My Little Ponies.
You're not a gamer or anything, are you, too?
Yeah, what kind of things do you do for fun?
I kind of am a nerd, so I kind of watch nerdy, like, sci-fi shows, kind of like Doctor Who.
I love Doctor
Who. And Star Trek.
Yeah.
I love Star Trek. Yes. You know what? Maybe My Little Pony is just a thing for geeks. Maybe that's it.
It could be. I wonder if there's a continuity there.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah.
Because I actually do love Doctor Who. I love it. All right, Ashley, thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Did you want to give a shout out before I hung up on you?
Pretty much just everyone on Pony Chan.
All right, Pony Chan. Pony up.
All right,
Ashley. See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Bye, ponies.
Bye bye.
Oh man.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of calls on the line, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this is amazing. Let's go to another Brony, shall we?
All right.
Let's go to Matt. Hello, Matt. You're on the Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome, Matt.
Hi.
Sorry, Derek just made a really horrible joke.
Sorry.
Did anyone ever make that joke to you? Welcome, Matt.
No. Well.
No.
Oh,
no one's ever made that to me.
An original joke.
Well, thank you. What? Oh, Julie liked it. She just got it.
Julie, our phone screener liked that joke.
It was funny.
Anyway, Matt, are you a brony?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm a brony. I watch the show. Online.
In the house.
You sounded a little unsure about whether or not you're a brony.
Yeah, you got
to
be.
I don't like labeling myself. It just feels weird. I don't know. Like, I don't walk up to someone and say, you know, I'm a gamer or I'm a brony or something. I don't know. That's always felt kind of weird to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Are you a gamer, actually, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I play lots of video games.
Nice. What system?
Well, I have a PS3, but I barely use it. Mostly PC gaming.
Oh, all right. I see. So, I mean, this continues our continuity thing. This could be a thing for nerds.
The nerds, that's what we're finding out. Sort of the geek.
My brother really likes the show. And, well, he plays a lot of video games, but he also works out and does biking and stuff. So I don't know if it's just a thing for nerds. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nerds could work out and
go
biking.
Do all those things.
Yeah, I work
he works out.
Yeah. So.
I don't really go biking.
No.
Biking. Not in the city. You get yourself hit. Get doored.
It seems dangerous out there.
Anyway, how long have you been watching the show, Matt?
I started watching back in May, right during finals. I didn't get hooked right away, thankfully, so my college finals didn't suffer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's good.
What year are you in college?
That's a tough excuse.
I'm going into my third year, marketing major at OSU.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Going back soon?
Yeah, back to school.
Yeah, actually, no, I've got a month. My brother's got 5 days left.
You've got
so
a month already?
What?
Yeah.
A month?
It's the end,
a whole
it's the end
month?
Of August almost, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I've got a whole month. OSU doesn't go back until September 20th-ish.
That is a one long vacation.
That is. I'm jealous.
I'm jealous, too.
I miss those days.
I miss those days of non-bill paying.
Yeah, just summers.
Just chilling, watching My
like
Little
a
Pony.
Big vacation, yeah. I have to find time to do that.
So how did you find out about the show? Since you're in college, I mean, people aren't talking about
it. If you're not familiar with 4chan, I doubt you know this site. I was browsing a forum called The Escapist. I noticed everybody had these adorable avatars, and I had no idea they were ponies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
People were making threads. Why is everybody watching My Little Pony? And I gave it a try. Actually, funnily enough, I didn't really like it when I watched the pilot. And then about a month later, in May, then I watched the third episode and got hooked when there was a Benny Hill or Scooby-Doo kind of chase scene, you know, you know, they run around high. Yeah. At that point, I was brony, I guess.
You know, what's really funny about it is that people would find the show in a very unconventional manner. Like, you know, why do you have that avatar? Or, you know, what are you talking about on, you know, some stupid web forum about a show that's seems completely unappealing to an audience like yourself, which I think is
weird. Yeah, it was weird, though. I never really had any experience with My Little Pony outside of when Robot Chicken did a little skit with the whole apocalypse.
Right.
So I went in pretty open-minded. You know, I didn't go in thinking, oh, these guys are losers. I thought it looked adorable, but after the pilot, I just thought, oh, it wasn't as good as everybody said it was.
Yeah, it is adorable.
It is really cute.
And I like that you guys embrace the cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of guys, I mean, if people find it weird, I don't really see what's weird. I mean, I've always loved adorable things. I mean, the past generation, I've looked at it, it's just actually really creepy because they actually look like horses, and I don't like horses, so sorry, you're not getting your horse guy with this.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I won't hate you for that because I love them.
And I like the show, I have to say.
We're going to convert Derek over here.
Yeah.
We're going to get him to watch every episode.
Every episode. Well,
you're going to change your Facebook
25?
Profile picture to be like
Pinkie
Pie.
To a pony. Yeah, Pinkie Pie.
Yeah.
Okie dokie dokie.
And then you're going to be talking about it on Twitter. It's going to be great.
Pony up.
Get you a pony shirt.
Yeah. I got a warning. You're sounds like you're on episode 12. Episode 14 is suited for success. Your new favorite pony is going to be Rarity after that episode. Just,
really?
Just
really?
A little warning there. So watch out. Be prepared.
Interesting.
All right,
I
then.
Love that you guys know all the episodes and know the numbers, and wow.
It's so crazy.
Great.
It's kind of awesome, though.
Yeah, cool.
I'm loving it. Well, Matt, thanks for calling. We've got to go to the next call.
Take care. When you get all back,
right.
Tell everyone about the show.
That's right. Spread the word.
Yeah.
Spread the word.
All right.
Thanks
all right.
For
thanks
listening.
For listening. All right, we're going to go to Jared. Hey, Jared.
Hey,
you're
guys.
On
how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing fine.
And, of course, we got to ask, are you a brony?
Of course.
Brony in the house.
And I also have to ask, do you have a My Little Pony figure?
I do not, but I did today. I did buy My Little Pony shirt offline today.
Nice.
Oh, nice. That
okay.
is cool. I like
yeah.
that.
Great. Right, so I got my satisfaction. Yeah. There is some merchandise out there.
Pimpin' the Pony.
Pimpin' the Pony. Where did you buy the shirt off of?
I actually made a custom shirt off fibers.com.
Nice.
I heard they were really good for making custom shirts, so I went with that.
Nice. And how old are you, Jared?
I'm 17.
Nice.
Cool.
So you can't possibly be the Jared from Subway.
No.
And how long have you been watching the show for?
Memorial Day weekend.
Again with the May.
Yeah.
That is when it really
Pony
took
Chan
off. Pony Chan wasn't made then, was it? How long has that site been around?
I honestly don't know.
We like to call it Pony Slam here on the Derek and Kay Show.
That's right.
But how did
That's
you
my own thing.
So how did you find out about it?
I saw it on the internet, and at first I didn't think people were honest about it. I kind of just was like, yeah, I'll give it a chance, and then I just got hooked right away.
Did you think it was a joke?
Yeah, like, I mean, honestly, the first I saw of it was on 4chan, I'd be like, so I thought it'd be like a joke, and then just kept going and going and going, and I was like, there's something to it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I read a little bit about the history of it on knowyourmeme.com, which is where I found out about it 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little interesting history about how it got a little bit controversial over there. And then they started their own.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
They, like, got to the point if you just posted ponies, you'd get banned.
Really?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it just got
horrible.
Sad.
Why did that happen?
It was because it was just like people wouldn't even post on topic. There'd just be ponies and ponies and ponies. Like, you go on the sports section, you'd find more ponies than actual sports, and then people just got sick of it.
That's funny.
So people would go into, like, random forums that would be, like, MTV, and they would just post ponies?
Ponies. I didn't know that.
Yeah, ponies. I mean, I like ponies, but it just got over the top. I mean.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Well, they need their own place. Ponies do.
Yeah. I'm glad we got that now, though.
That is good, yeah.
That's a good place.
It's cool. I'm going to be checking it out more.
PonySlam.com. Is that a real website, PonySlam.com?
I don't remember.
We should buy that URL and squat on it.
Yeah, we should.
Wait for someone else to want it.
Could be our new website.
PonySlam.com. Anyway, thanks for calling. We got to go to our very last call here.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All My right. Little Ponies.
We'll talk one more person.
One more, real quick here.
Our last person that we're going to talk to is Claudio.
That's Claudio, right.
Claudio on the Derek and Kay Show. What's up?
Hey, yo.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you? Are you Brony?
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right, then.
Well, I am, man.
Brony in the house.
How long have you been a Brony?
How long have I been a Brony? I would have to say since July.
All oh,
right.
Latecomer.
Yeah.
That was just last month.
It's a summer pony.
Yeah. Better late than never, you know?
Do you have a pony figure?
Yes, I have all of them.
Yes!
Oh, wow,
yes!
Nice.
So excited.
And fun fact, they're all styled. Their hair's all styled.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Are they tiny?
That's right.
Are they, like, kind of small? Well, how big are they? Is like 3 inches tall?
They're as big as, like, if you put your fingers apart, you'll get the size, you know? Kind of like that. Not that big. Your thumb to your index.
And how old are you, Claudio?
I'm 17 years old.
Another 17-year-old.
Right.
Nice.
And do you have a favorite? Did we already do that? No, I can't.
No, we didn't. We didn't do that yet. Do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite? Yeah,
favorite?
It's Pinkie Pie.
All right.
Yay. I'm guessing you've seen all the episodes.
I've seen every single episode, yes.
Nice.
Wow, it's amazing.
Nice. Have you watched them more than once?
Yes, with me and my sister.
Really?
My sister is actually 2 years younger than me.
Oh, cool.
She's now a fan as well.
Yep,
that's
she's
a cool
Pegasus.
Thing. Oh, she's a Pegasus. How fitting.
All right, well, Claudia, we got
to
go.
Yeah, we think we're going to have to sort up things up here, but thanks so much for calling and
thanks
listening.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you very much.
Wow.
My little pony. All right.
Oh, I have a couple of shout-outs here real quick.
Sorry, Snagglepuss. We gotta go now. Do you have a shout-out?
Well, I was just looking at our page last week, and it was Germinator.
Who?
Unfortunately, he couldn't call in.
Oh, Germinator?
But he's been listening, so
okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, that's cool.
And then someone here told me Wolf and Whistle said that there's a Taco Bell on Saugus Route 1.
Nice.
I appreciate that, but I couldn't go.
We should go there this week.
That's great.
All right, guys. Well, we got to go. Thanks to all the bronies. And,
yeah, thanks so much for calling in.
Pony-loving girls for calling in.
Right.
And keep listening. Spread the word about the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah, please do. Tell a friend.
And we'll be back next week in full force.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.